Good morning. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. Apologies for however long the silence went on before I got here. That's it's not my fault. I came in and I'm here to end your silence. We're going to be just playing music for the hour, more or less. And we're going to start this off with one by the boss, Bruce Springsteen. This from his album, The Wild, The Innocent, and The E Street Shuffle. It's a long song called New York City Serenade. Enjoy.
Take my hand, walk with me down, boy. street life, set away the city life, and hook up to the train. I'll hook up to the night train. Hook it up. Hook up to the. Hook up to the train.
Grandma Mabel was frightened by Hawaiians. When all the veins ran out, when too much bone structure went missing, she thumbed the galleon Cacafuego. Forsook the eyebrows climbing into greasy black hairline. Narcotic lanes yanked down around melanoma ankles. Their putrid petals dropping, erasing the white shoes. Like a face being eaten by a jungle. Slabs of steam tables whiffing of onions and roses. Haunted jacuzzis churn. All night the native bards squealing B-flat. Like choirs of pigs seeking revenge for stolen sin. That's how we caught the final. Reach this city without sound. Everywhere you turn, bunkers of rubber hoses pronging up off the city's floor. Just might bust your conch, might lay your racket. Early black Icaroon. It's tense, tense, unseen through pound for pound. All the people on the corners pushing each other around, pumping like buggers, touching like muggers, pushing each other around. Oedipus air in a suit, sloshing carrot, ballooning down the street. 1,000 kilos sipping, 40 stone sand. Tips his sky piece, come to weigh me up. But I'm toned, gut bucket. Ground drippers ready to trill it. Laying down iron, talk to the bricks. Let's add a little shade. Try something apart from the hog's head. While Pope Julius affects his red slippers, let Michelangelo tiptoe round in his dark skin boots. The powder on a chalky bosom rises and hangs in the air. Clouds crawling through protracted blue, like souls of insects. From threshing haze, the scent of spider lilies. Some peace begged decapitation. Rotates to the ocean floor. Its nostrils are twitching and sniffing. A Canon V8. Twisters in the slammer. Frisking the whiskers. Till Piola Dim on the chime of black. It's dense, tense, unseen through pound for pound. Jesus on the corner, pushing each other around, shoving like sluggers, touching like muggers, pushing each other around, snapping their caps, sliding their gems, lamping the breeze, draping the trees. Oops, pardon the Emperor. Let's just shift you over here. Sorry, I'm so clumsy. Take that accidentally in the bollocks for a start. Seven brides jumped in port, reached the city without sound. Copacetic on the corners, pushing each other around. Everybody on the corners, pushing each other around. Joe below, hinkty dinkty. Slip the pounders, fuse and two. Knock me, boot me. Down in the land of darkness. Sweet Leilani, heavenly flower,
we'll be right back.
That was the Talking Heads with Television Man off of their 1980 album Little Creatures. 1985, excuse me. Before that, we had some sort of more experimental pop from recently deceased recording artist Scott Walker. That was his Epizootics. Exclamation point.
Which means, tell the people what it means, Charles.
Oh, it's the outbreak of a disease that strikes the domestic animal population. And it is, yes, it's an avant-garde pop song from the 90s.
Yes.
And then before that, we opened that long set and opened the show and opened the entire day of programming at WMFO because it was dead air before I got here, with, New York City Serenade from The Wild, The Innocent, and The E Street Shuffle.
Was it really dead air?
Yeah, it was dead air.
That's quite strange.
Yeah, someone didn't do their job and turn on automation when they left, so I showed up and it was silent.
So it's likely been dead air since 3 or so.
Yeah, probably, which is yikes.
On behalf of the station, I, assistant producer Danny Nelson, who controls literally nothing here other than the volume of my own headphones. That's actually the only knob I have access to. I apologize on behalf of the station to our dear listener, my mother. Hi, Mom. I love you.
We're going to just go forward.
We're going to go forward. We have for you today.
Yeah, what do we have, Denny?
Echo en Mexico. We have the White Album that I picked up for 400 pesos. I'm sorry, 250 pesos.
Did you haggle that?
I did. It started at 300 and I got it down to 250, which is really only $2.50. Yeah. But I picked up this copy of the White Album in Mexico City and brought it back here just for you. We've never listened to this before. So
it's probably going to be a bad quality recording.
Probably will be bad. We'll see. You'll hear.
We're going to listen to two songs close out side two of this record out of four. And we're going to start it off with Julia.
Who knows how long I've loved you? Sing the song of love. shimmering, glimmering in the sun. Julia, Julia, morning moon, touch me so I sing the song of love. Only speak my mind, Julia. Julia, sleeping sand, silent cloud, touch me so I sing a song of love, Julia. Song of love for Julia, Julia, Julia.
It's raining today, and I'm just about to forget the train window girl that wonderful day we met. She smiles through the smoke from my cigarette. It's raining today, but once there was summer and you and dark little room. And sleeping late afternoons, those moments descend on my windowpane. I've hung around too long, listening to the old landlady's hard luck stories. You out of me, me out of you, we go like lovers to replace the empty space. Repeat our dreams to someone new. It's raining today, and I watch the cellophane streets, no hang-ups for me. Cause hang-ups need company. the street corner girls, a cold trembling leaf. It's raining today. It's raining today.
More Scott Walker there, after some Beatles. That was It's Raining Today off of his album Scott 3, the follow-up to his seminal album Scott 2 and his debut album Scott. Very original titling there, Danny. But yeah, we preceded that with Julia from the White Album, and then I Will, also from the White Album, closing out the second side of the first record. Of that double album there from 1968. So 1968, 1967, UK pop. We're going to keep it going just a minute and change some directions. But first, Danny, you have a PSA.
Yes, I do. And it's time to wake up because you can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps that you need to take. Steps that go beyond just getting good grades and staying out of trouble. Ain't that right, Charlie? Truth is, there's stuff you could be doing as early as 7th grade. That's right, all our 7th graders. You could be doing right stuff right now to begin preparing. So if you're really serious about college, visit knowhowtogo.org. That's knowhow2go.org. It spells out everything you need, starting with step one, finding an adult who can help. For the rest of the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org today. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council. This is a warning. This was not sponsored by Betsy DeVos. And now that I think of it, this ad is also old. KnowHowToGo.com is probably no longer active. Charlie, can you give that a look?
What's the name of the website?
KnowHowToGo. With the number 2 instead of any other version of 2.
No, it's still active.
It's still active.
Yeah.
Does it make you want to go to college?
Yeah, probably.
Could if you had to guess how old the site
it
was.
It hasn't been updated since 2017.
Oh, well, that's not so old. Anyway, 7th graders, only to the 7th graders, if you want to go to college, go to knowhowtogo.org right now. Thank you. This has been a PSA from your friends at WMFO.
We're going to change up directions a bit with this show and
listen
celebrate
to
something that
by Scott Walker.
No, celebrate something that's going out, a TV show that's ending on Friday night, and it's suitable for the radio because it's a musical. Crazy Ex-Girlfriend comes to a close officially on Friday night, and it's given us the gift of many, many great songs.
Many great songs.
And I think we'll listen to like 2 or 3 right now.
We can do that. We'll check back in right before we go. But that's been the show today.
Yeah, we're gonna. No, we still have some time.
All right, cool.
We're going to start this one out with a great track from season 2 called The Math of Love Triangles.
What's a girl to do when she's stuck between men? It's like she's a Barbie with 2 perfect Kens. But wait, it just occurred to me. Maybe I can solve this with geometry. Yes, smarts can help this situation untangle. So, professors, teach me the math of love triangles. Yay, time for book facts.
A triangle is a polygon with 3 edges and 3 vertices. Take the base times the height, cut that in half to find the area of the surfaces.
Uh-huh, I wasn't really listening, but I can see the center of the triangle is little old me. Love triangles isn't hard to learn.
You're not taking in what we're saying. We're a little bit concerned.
Yes, the math of love triangles is as simple as can be. Whichever Tom or Dick I might pick, the center of the triangle's little me.
Actually, a triangle has multiple centers. This triangle's scalene.
That's astute, so I need more acute.
Here's Pythagoras' theorem.
Will this help me choose? If not, I'll be swinging from a hypotenuse.
Let's take a look at what this line bisects.
Is that spelled B-I-S-E-X?
Those are good puns, but please pay attention.
Oh no, professors, am I facing suspension? Whee! A swing! It's literal suspension. The math of love triangles isn't hard to learn.
We're starting to suspect. You don't sincerely want to know about triangles.
Yes, the math of love triangles is as simple as can be. I need to choose between men, but until then, the center of the triangle's little me. Is this a triangle?
No, that's a shoe.
Is this a triangle?
No, that's you.
So I'm a triangle?
What? No.
1, 2, 3, 6, 8, 3, go!
You don't seem to know how to count. We're sincerely worried about you.
Catch me!
You're ruining the number!
This angle's right.
Which angle's right?
No, not right, like correct.
Ooh, are you erect?
No, 90 degrees.
That's really erect. The math of love triangles is super duper fun.
We're tired of all your tangents. That's also a triangle pun.
Oh, thanks for teaching me man math. You all deserve a kiss.
We get nothing out of this.
Neither man will notice my learning disability. Cause the center of the triangle is little old sexy little baby me.
I feel so grand. My heart goes tippity tap 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 when I hold your hand. But I know there's another guy you fancy more. So even though I'm not the one you adore, why not settle for me? Darling, just settle for me. I think you'll have to agree, we make quite a pair. Second place in this game, but like 2% milk or say 10 beef, I almost taste the same. So won't you settle for me? Come on and settle for me. Say yes or no before I choke on all this swallowed pride. I have no problem being picked out from the bottom. If he's your broken condom, I'm plan B. So lower those expectations and settle for me. Am I okay with this? Totally. Settle for me. Baby cakes, just settle for me. Schmoopy pie, I'm begging you please. Can't you see the light? Sugar jugs, I'm so bereft. Demeaning terms are all that I have left of my masculinity. So settle for me. Little girl, don't make me feel like a little girl. Exposed and raw, whose boobs can't even fill a training bra. Let's pretend I didn't say that. Settle for me.
It's a practical proposal.
Settle for me.
It makes a certain sense.
He's a fantasy. But hey, let's think this through. Yes, Josh is a dream, but I'm right here in flesh and blood and self-hate.
Settle for me.
In a sad way, darling, it's fate. Or tomorrow, if you happen to be free, maybe, just maybe, settle for me.
Shut it up, 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 up. the count, it's down to the wire. We can't drop the ball, we gotta aim a little higher.
Cause when we're on the ropes and it's our turn at bat, we gotta throw a Hail Mary, gotta go to the mat.
Sports analogies, sports analogies. We found the common ground in all man's personalities.
We talk a big game, that's how we relate.
It's the easiest way for men to communicate. Hike!
Dap, 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 da, da, do, it's par for the course
when you're in the home stretch
to swing for the fences
with a full court press.
We're on the 1 yard line,
inches to go.
So you pitch and I'll catch,
cause it's Ollie to blow. Let's use more sports analogies. Sports analogies, they help men cope with life's harsh realities.
A few more cliches
till we run out the clock.
Just keep your eye the ball,
the puck,
and my shuttlecock.
Mes vieilles conversations sur AOL Instant Messenger avec mon mec à la fac. Je m'ébranle sur un film porno en me demandant comment ces filles ont pu en arriver là. Ooh, chocolat. I black out with dessert wine. Oui, je suis garbage. This crowd needs to be redone. Amène un sexy French depression. Je peux résoudre mes problèmes en façon des fixations sur tu mes cafouillages. Et tu les façons de foutre en l'air ma vie au-delà de toute réparation. Si j'y réfléchis assez sérieusement, je finirai par avoir la réponse. Mais j'ai oublié quelle était la question. I'm in a sexy French depression. West Covina, California. In my soul I feel a fire, cause I'm heading for the pride of the Inland Empire. My life's about to change, oh my gosh, cause I'm hopelessly, desperately in love with West Covina. Hear the whoosh of the bustling town. What a feeling of love in my gut. I'm falling faster than the middle school's music program was cut.
People dine at Shea Appleby's,
and the sky seems to smile at me. It's all new, but I have no fear.
I see that face.
And also by coincidence, Josh just happens to be here. Is he here? He's not here. To be clear, I didn't move here for Josh. I just needed a change, cause to move here for Josh, now that'd be strange. But don't get me wrong, if he asked for a date, I would totally be like, that sounds great. Did it sound cool when I said that sounds great? Okay, how about now?
That sounds great.
Yes, I heard of West Covina from Josh, but I didn't move here because of Josh. Do you get those things are different?
No hablo inglés.
Entiendes que son diferentes. Look, everyone, stop giving me the shakedown. I am not having a nervous. West Covina, California. West Covina, California. Hear the band playing in my heart. My new life is about to start. True happiness is so near.
You guys are good.
Bye-bye.
Sorry, kids. Bunch of cuts.
No tuba anymore.
No, no more band.
Get that back. Nice dress.
And also by coincidence, so random, just by chance, who'd have thunk it's so remarkable and here right it's so rare that this guy Josh just happens to be
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend with a series of songs from over the four seasons that they've had, going out on Friday, I believe at 8 on the CW. Last episode was really good too. It had Weird Al on it.
Oh my.
Weird Al sang a song playing the character of a balloon salesman, like a hot air balloon salesman.
Yes, yes.
About how there's no bathroom in the hot air balloon.
No, well, I feel like you would just go over the side.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of life's great mysteries, isn't
one
it?
One of life's great... If you have ever been in a hot air balloon and needed to take a number one or two, please give us a call at... Where's our phone number? There it is. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
In the meantime, we're going to go for the week.
We will go for the week, but we will see you again next week when we will play...
next Tuesday morning.
Amish Paradise by Weird Al.
Yeah, we can do that.
We will. It's a great song.
We can do that.
We'll listen to it first just to make sure it's clean for the air, but we think it should be.
Yeah, I think it should be.
Better than the last song, which left us off on a note of saying that all sons are rapists.
Yeah, well, you know...
Sometimes that happens.
You never know. You're listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Pop and Circumstance. We're going to throw it over to Automation, and then next show will be in shortly, so stay with us.
I've been Danny.
I'm Charlie. Have a great day.
Did you think my youth